Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, we're speaking with Brian Brooks, the head basketball coach at Ridgewood High School on Tuesday, October the 27th. The IHSA board scheduled to meet Wednesday, October the 28th. But I would say kind of a bomb has been dropped as it relates to interscholastic athletics this winter, as the sport of high school basketball, which was deemed a medium-risk sport back on July 29th, when these youth sports guidelines were released by the state of Illinois vis-a-vis the Illinois Department of Public Health, have been bumped up to a high-risk category. And the governor announcing today that basketball, which was scheduled to start on November 16th, has been put on hold. And I don't think there's a clear definition of what that means. Brian Brooks, the Ridgewood Spartans were primed to have a great basketball season. How frustrated are you right now?
Oh, I'm very, very frustrated. As you can tell, probably emotional for these kids, you know. I don't know. You're kind of changing the rules right before the IHSA is supposed to make an announcement. Kids have worked hard, you know, not only our team, but other kids. And, you know, we just want a chance to compete. And I think we have proven through our contact days that we've had, you know, we've had scrimmages within our own team, that we're proven that we can play safely. And, you know, if we thought worst case scenario, there'd be no fans, and we were okay with that. We just, the kids want to compete. And, you know, I think it comes down to choices for people. And, you know, I respect everybody's decisions through COVID and whether they want to be around people. But, you know, these kids assume a risk when they step on the floor, you know, whether it's basketball or football. And, you know, I would say a good portion of these kids won't assume that risk. You know, your high school days are very, you know, everybody remembers their high school days. And for us, we were really expecting a great basketball season. And hopefully, you know, something positive comes out of their announcement tomorrow. But today's news, you know, it was really shocking.
Well, and I guess the other thing, too, is just kind of how the information is disseminated. Now, there hasn't been much clarification yet as what the reasoning is for the sport to be bumped up from a medium risk to a high risk category. You know, that's the one frustrating thing right there, because you're looking at a date and then just kind of try. And I get COVID cases are rising. But I think the other frustrating part, you know, when we're a border community and you see kids playing elsewhere without significant issues. And I know, you know, a lot of kids are playing at that beyond the baseline complex in Iowa, whether it be youth or high school levels. And from my understanding, there hasn't been a significant issue related with that. And I think you've had kids that are Ridgewood basketball players play over there. Now, you bring up a good point. When I think about this, I mean, can Iowa be home to leagues this winter for Illinois schools?
And it's interesting that you state that, Jim, because I'm a planner, and I guess I don't, since the decisions aren't in my hand, I kind of anticipated maybe something like this would happen, but I've stayed positive with myself and my kids. And, but I've reached out to a lot of coaches, in the local area about this, about can we have a league or do something in the Quad Cities? You know, my kid and two of the Ridgewood basketball players have been playing up there for a month and a half basketball, and you go up there, and, you know, there's people up there wearing masks, and there's still some social distancing going on, but the kids are playing basketball, and we've had no issues whatsoever. And I haven't heard any issues at the Betplex of having a COVID case come in there and a team shutting down. I think we've proven we can play safely, but there, you know, if we have a season canceled here, can we have a league up there? Because I think, honestly, we could replicate what we were going to have in our high school season and do it up there. And I've actually asked the question as coaches, if we're going to cancel the high school season, do I get released where I can legally go up there and coach my high school basketball team? Because I'm pretty sure 95% of my kids and their families are going to follow me up there. And I'm pretty sure I've talked to a lot of LTC coaches and they're on board. You know, it's just a matter of getting it organized. And does that process start tomorrow? Because you know, I feel like as a parent, I have a senior kid that's worked hard, and we almost made the decision to move to Iowa because of this, and we stuck it out, and what a kick. You know, kicking the butt right now, it feels like.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot of things in play when you talk about if that would potentially be an issue of, you know, being released, as you mentioned. And then even if there isn't a season now, and again, you know, the wording is put on hold. Now, what that means as it relates to the IHSA calendar, I don't know how that impacts spring, how that impacts summer, because there's just so many days in the school calendar to get these seasons in. And if you say on hold indefinitely, well, that doesn't serve a good purpose for the other sports that need to be played in that are scheduled to be played in spring and summer. And you know, I you heard a little rumbling of it last March into the spring, Coach, about, well, if there's no seasons, then do these school boards have some tough issues to make in regards to we're not going to pay coaches then? We can't until this thing is settled, even though coaches are putting in, you know, preliminary work with these contact days and hoping they have a season, organizational stuff. Do you think that's going to be an issue that comes to the forefront now where, you know, coaches aren't going to get paid?
Well, I mean, I live in the district I coach, so I am a taxpayer, and I think most coaches would agree, most of us, we don't do this for the pay. I would fully understand the school coming back and saying, you know, we're not going to pay you if there's not a season. And I'm fine with that. You know, if you add up the hours I put in, I make pennies, and I don't do it for the money. And there's going to be some tough decisions made. And, you know, I don't fault Craig Anderson and IHSA. I think they've worked their tails off, and I truly believe that their hands are tied. And I don't think they threw in the towel, but they did a lot of work and kind of got nipped there a few months ago and just said, you know, you guys tell us what to do. And I think they've done a great job. The only thing that I don't agree with, we should have tried to play baseball this fall, in my opinion. I know it would have been a scheduling nightmare trying to put a schedule together, but all these baseball coaches have missed their season in the spring. I guarantee you they would have been let's go, you know, because the IESA played baseball. And as far as I know, there wasn't any issues with the COVID. And I think we definitely could have played baseball this fall. So then maybe this COVID thing dies down a little bit, but it gives the last two sports a little bit more time if something like this came up. And now we're trying to stack all these sports together with the short amount of time we have. I mean, I have no hope at this point. You know, if they say wait till January 1st, well, what happens at January 1st? You know, then we've only got a month left of basketball season as scheduled. I mean, clock is ticking right now, and there's just not a lot of time with three of our sports coming up.
All right. And just as we wrap up here, getting back to the opportunity that if there isn't a season, and it looks like, well, at least it's going to be put on hold, about, you know, kids going over to play in Iowa. Now, you would not be able to coach that team of Ridgewood kids, per se, unless you are released from your contract to coach in Illinois, right? Because you can't take a team out of state to play. So in order for, like, the high school coach to coach, right, that team, they basically couldn't be employed by the district as a paid coach. Is that my understanding?
That's my understanding. The rules, the way I read, you can coach any other basketball team with three or less of your own, you know, three of your own players or less. So that, you know, you can't make a team up with more than three. So, you know, technically that team up there that I think Mitchell and those guys play for, I technically could coach them, but I don't. But if they're saying I'm not going to get paid, I feel like, you know, coaches' contracts are not, they're yearly contracts. So if I'm not going to be paid, I feel like I'm released, but I am still trying to get a clarification from that to say that's legal. I think every high school coach would love to have the opportunity. Look at some of the LTC teams this year and the great teams we have coming back and the race we are going to have. All those coaches want to coach these kids. We put in a lot of time with the summer we've had, not as much contact days, but I think we've all put in this last month and a half, probably a lot of time, we won't have the opportunity. And I hope that I just say, if there is not a basketball season, let's just do it. Because I think we could form a league up there and play over in Iowa, and I think we can do it safely.
And I think I'd broadcast it.
Oh, Jim, you'd get the schedule, and I'm sure you would be up there broadcasting it, and it would be just like it was if it was at Alwood High School, down to Mercer County High School. Kids want to play. They don't care if anybody's there to watch them. They want the chance to compete, and especially these seniors that have put in since youth basketball, they don't get another year. Like some of these colleges are giving some of these seniors another year of eligibility when this is it. And I'd hate for some of these kids and some of these teams to miss the opportunity like we had when we were younger, because there's, you know, we talk about Sherrard basketball and the memories that we still have from those days from a special team. And to say that these kids don't get that opportunity, what a shame.
Yeah, amen. Strange times, and I know we're talking to you on Tuesday while this information hit with IDPH and the governor announcing that basketball is on hold. Again, I think an announcement that kind of blindsided the IHSA again, who meets on Wednesday, and we'll see what the formal announcement is from the board on Wednesday. But we appreciate the react from Brian Brooks, the head basketball coach at Ridgewood. I was looking forward to the LTC because I know here in Mercer County played a lot of young kids last year. Thought we were going to be pretty competitive, and all the kids you got back, and Weathersfield's always tough, and then Princeville always a good team. We're going to be a lot of battles in the LTC, and hopefully as we go along here, something here sometime in the school year, we can see some of those games being played. But appreciate it, Coach. And I also want to tell you, too, before we wrap up, you got to be proud of your daughter, too, doing a great job, Denver TV. I'm glad we could get her on WRMJ here about a month ago. But awesome with the work she's doing. I know you got to be proud about that, too.
Oh, she's I think she might have said in that interview with you a couple years ago, she's ready to hang in the throwing the towel, and she's in Denver, top 15 market. I know she loved the interview with you because she keeps so many local ties. Hopefully nobody's reading her Twitter account right now, because she's probably her brother's biggest fan, and
yeah,
she's probably as upset as I am right now. But I appreciate you keeping local ties with local kids, and anyway, she's excited about where she's at and where she's going, and she kind of do her first Denver Broncos game the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
She said she was kind of glad she was in the booth and not on the sideline because they were getting snow there. So
yep.
She's enjoying her time in Denver.
Yep, awesome. All right. Appreciate the visit from Brian Brooks, Ridgewood Boys basketball coach, joining us on WRMJ.